Tallinn Excavator Plant, later Production Association Talex, was one of the few factories in the Soviet Union that produced drainage excavators for land reclamation. In front of you is the first chain excavator with buckets in the Soviet Union, the first model of the Tallinn Excavator Factory ETN-142. The first bucket excavator for drainage reclamation work was produced in 1956. The machine was tested in October of the same year in the construction of ceramic drainage in the People's Victory Collective Farm in Harju District and in the Koidu Collective Farm in Viljandi District. Mass production of the excavator began the following year after the test revealed deficiencies were eliminated. The start of production of the machine was not easy. The assembly shop accommodated only three DT-54 tractors at a time, which were the bases for the ETN-142 excavator. The tractors were dismantled, cut in half in the middle, stretched in length, welded, and finally reassembled. A tractor was sacrificed to build an excavator. ETN-142 could be used on peat and mineral soils. The machine could handle smaller stones and wood residue. The excavator was equipped with a hydraulic control device. In addition, the machine allowed to give the ditch the desired angle of inclination. Two people were needed to keep the machine running: an excavator driver who was at the steering wheel of the machine and an assistant who had to work in a narrow bunker. The productivity of the machine was calculated to be 83 to 145 meters of ditch per hour during continuous operation. The maximum depth of the ditch could be 1.5 meters and the width 43 centimeters. In addition to the Baltics, the machine was recommended for use in excessively humid areas of Russia, Belarus, and Ukraine.